We are recording currently.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Uh-huh.
Should I put my earbuds on?
Oh, 100% put your earbuds on.
All right, give me one second.
Are you freaking high right now? Put your earbuds on. You silly goose.
Are you wicked high?
You wicked high? Are you wicked high, bro? Are you wicked high or what, bro?
Bro, what's your problem? Why you gotta be so wicked high right now?
I'll take you to the packy, bro.
I'll take you to the packy shop. Right?
Like the candy shop?
Yeah.
That was good.
All right, we are back.
Okay. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. None of this is real.
Everything you are about to hear is a complete fabrication, a total lie.
We are
fake news. We are not pretending
Lies.
Like we're real. We
fake.
Are two characters.
This is disinformation.
Characters.
Mm-hmm. Someone asked us the other day, like, how legit is the podcast? And we're like, it could be as
0%.
legit as you want to give it legitimacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also look into all the shit we say. Like, you shouldn't just even accept what we're saying. Like, look it up for yourself. We give you guys the links. Go look it up.
Yeah. So none of this is real.
Mm-hmm. None of this is real.
And the first not real thing is?
Nominative determinism.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is that? According to Wikipedia.com.
You know what? People say that's a really bad place to get your sources, and I say fuck those people.
This is the only place to get the sources because it crowdfunds.
Yeah, I think you can get some good info from Wikipedia.
It crowdsources. Everyone could edit, so that means the talent pool is just amazing.
For real.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. Nominative determinism is the hypothesis that people tend to gravitate towards areas of work that fit their name. So one example of this is Splatt and Whedon are urologists. Uh-huh. And they wrote a paper on urology. And that was one of the examples cited in
Is this a bit?
No.
Like people that...
Look on... It's on the Wikipedia, look.
Oh, yeah?
For real. They wrote an article on urology... And it stood out so much that, people, cited them as an example.
Oh, okay, good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
Definitely.
So, basically means that people work in fields that sound like what their last name is, you know? And that brings us to our favorite politician, Anthony
Weiner. Where's my Weiner?
With Anthony. Yeah, he has a wall.
Is what his wife might say. Like, where's Weiner?
Yeah, she'd be like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're
going
to find out where Weiner is.
Speaking of her wife, thank you for his wife.
Uh-huh.
Wrong gender pronouns.
Yeah.
Speaking of his wife, her name, do you know her name?
Charisse?
No, it's actually a hard name. Huma Abedin.
Oh. Oh, Huma Abedin.
Abedin. Is that how you pronounce
Abedin.
It? Abedin. I think it's Abedin. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So she is Hillary Clinton's top aide.
Really?
And up until 2016, 2017, she was married to Anthony Weiner.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important.
Yeah, the guy from New York. The New Yorker.
Yeah. Okay. So we are about to read a timeline of basically how his hard drive got stolen.
Yeah.
Or not stolen, but I guess seized by the FBI.
Oh, subpoenaed?
Subpoenaed, yes. By the FBI in 2016. So basically...
Oh, wait. This is also from wjla.com.
Which yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is from
Washington,
WJLA. Yeah, it's like an ABC's local news for Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really having trouble pronouncing things.
It's fine.
Yeah.
They'll get it.
The title of the article is Timeline, : How Anthony Weiner's Sexting Reportedly Led to New Clinton Email Questions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Weiner... Basically, in 2011, he was sexting this...
Prostitutes, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically women. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Basically women. More or less women.
Yeah. Well, no, they were all women, I think. Uh-huh. Okay. So in August 28th, 2016, Wiener, so the New York Post printed these photos of him, which, like, obviously the New York Post is not the most credible website for news.
Yeah.
But, like, the photos, it's you like, can't, like,
it's hard to fake really a photo.
So it's a photo. I'm looking at it now. Would you like to describe it or should I?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it's basically Anthony Wiener from the neck. It's Anthony Wiener from the neck down. And he has white boxer shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And he has his cock outline around the white boxer shorts. And guess who's right next to him?
An adult.
No.
Really?
A freaking like 2-year-old kid, which He's is like four. His son. Oh, four.
It's his 4-year-old
yeah,
son.
His 4-year-old son.
Next to him
next
in
to
the
him
picture. You can
in, like,
Google this and find it
photos
at Anthony Wiener's Sexted. Anthony Wiener sexted busty brunette whilst his son was in bed with him. This is a New York Post article. Again, not credible news, but you cannot deny these pictures. So
yeah,
that's
you can't fake a photo.
The first picture they posted. Then they posted a picture of the random girl.
Wait, no. Go back.
Go back to her.
I want to describe each one.
Okay.
Okay, this is a girl.
Fake tits. Clearly very, very fake tits.
With big boobs.
Yeah. She has really nice hair.
Hair.
Yeah.
She's a brunette. And she has an iPhone.
Yeah. She does.
And her swimsuit isn't matching.
Which iPhone is that, do you think? She has an OtterBox. Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so third picture is Anthony Wiener completely shirtless mirror selfie. Mm-hmm. And you can see like the top part of his boxers and he's wearing like khaki sort of
yeah
casual.
It
kind of
almost
pants
looks like a Calvin Klein photo shoot.
I'm going to tell you right now, Anthony Wiener is like 51 and he uh-huh honestly looks good. Like,
yeah,
I hope I look like him at 51.
I'm like 20 something right now and I don't look as good as Anthony Wiener.
If I look like Anthony Wiener when I'm 51, like, I'm probably uh-huh gonna be sexting bitches.
Oh, well, honestly, go for it, Anthony Wiener.
Yeah.
This next picture, 4 of 8, is the same woman in
just
a tank top,
some shirt and some house somewhere. And now next picture is Wiener in the same pants that he mm-hmm was wearing in the last mirror selfie, but now he's like trying to take the shirt off or put it on, maybe.
I don't know,
it's like it's just a different angle.
More boobies.
Yeah, more tit happening.
More boobs.
And then
another
similar to
underwear,
the first picture, yeah, underwear.
Another underwear.
More
wiener
flaccid looking wiener,
yeah,
I would say. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that's our review of his pictures. Which one was your favorite?
Oh, my favorite was probably the one where he was getting creative and he was taking the shirt off.
You know what? I really liked that one, too.
That one was cool. There was action going on in that
yeah
one.
Yeah, it looked very artsy. Okay. So, about a month later, September 21st, 2016, Daily Mail, again, not reputable, but uh-huh bear with us, okay? Daily Mail reported that a 15-year-old girl claimed she had been having an online sexual relationship with Wiener mm-hmm since January. And
no,
according to the article, the text messages, like, that Wiener sent basically indicated that he knew she was young. She
That's
was underage.
That's some crazy
yeah
shit. That's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, Pizzagate? I don't know.
Maybe. So, according to the article, Wiener did not deny having flirtatious conversations with the girl who said he forced to urge... Wait,
I'll help you out.
Please.
Who said he urged her to dress up in schoolgirl outfits and engage in nasty fantasies.
It said rape. And
yeah,
I'm glad that you read that. Thank you. Which is just crazy.
Yeah.
But so, like, obviously the Daily Mail. But guess what? That article made mm-hmm the FBI look into it.
Yeah.
Turns out it was true. Turns out that was
smoke,
true.
There's fire.
And he's now in jail because of it. Like,
yeah,
The article was actually completely legit. Like, uh-huh. We shouldn't trust it all the time, but this time, actually, right. Good yeah. for you, Daily Mail.
Or, like, maybe someone in the FBI got that article, and then it was all like, you know what? I did have a funny feeling about Anthony Weiner. Let's look into him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, early October, and this is very important, early October,
mm-hmm.
FBI agents are investigating, like, Weiner's communication with this girl, right? Mm-hmm. They seized electronic devices, okay? Early October, seized electronic devices looking for child pornography, including a laptop that was used by both Weiner
and Abedin.
FBI officials say that they found that it contained metadata of 650,000 emails.
More than half a million emails.
Connected to Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State. Yeah, and the reason they were shit. On the hard drive is because of, like, mm-hmm. BlackBerry's backup.
Oh, the BBM.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The way it backs stuff up.
Yeah.
It basically backed up to this laptop and... Mm-hmm. They found all these emails that connected
yeah.
that were Hillary Clinton's. Mm-hmm. So now we know for a fact, thank
Shout
you,
out
ABC,
to metadata.
That the FBI had this important computer with Hillary Clinton's emails mm-hmm. on it in early October.
Early October. And it wasn't until late October
that Hold they decided. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Right. Ready? So October 27th.
Mm-hmm.
October 27th. After investigators working on the Weiner case and those involved in the Clinton email probe determined there was relevant information on the laptop, they notified FBI Director James Comey.
Really? So Comey's involved on this now?
Mm-hmm. Comey's involved on this.
Mm-hmm.
A day after mm-hmm. FBI Director James Comey is notified of this,
yeah.
the FBI rescues 82 children in nationwide sex trafficking sting.
So, like, a day later.
A day later, they acted on this information.
Comey gets smart on, like, mm-hmm. to what Anthony Weiner's doing. And then yep. a day later, this happens?
A day later.
And where's this information from?
This information is from...
NBC4i.com.
It's WCMH TV Columbus. So it looks like this is Columbus local radio or local news.
Yeah.
So
this is a legitimate,
mm-hmm.
for all we know, a legitimate news source from uh-huh. Columbus, Ohio.
And, well, it's NBC, so.
NBC.
It's legitimate.
Yeah. Quote unquote legit.
And the title is FBI Rescues 82 Children in Nationwide mm-hmm. Sex Trafficking Sting. So basically, the FBI obtained the hard drive,
mm-hmm.
found evidence of this sex trafficking ring,
mm-hmm.
acted on it, and had a
and
huge
now all
raid.
These busts yeah. are going.
Mm-hmm.
Where
you
did they get the
tell
information?
Me, please.
Mm-hmm.
Alex?
Yeah.
Who commented on the 82 children rescued on October 28th, please?
FBI Director Comey.
James Comey.
James Comey commented on
Gets
this.
Gets briefed on the yeah. emails a day later.
And then
he's
boom,
involved
all these, like,
in this
sex trafficking bust.
That's insane mm-hmm. to me. That just doesn't sound
That's
like,
too much of a coincidence.
Right?
You know?
You
too
know?
Much of
and
a coincidence.
And the thing is that, you know, on paper, according to this article, mm-hmm. James Comey is briefed the day before. But in theory, they had this information since
they
early October.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, they were going through his laptop uh-huh. looking for child pornography. They scoured it, you know?
Yeah, or maybe
and
not
they could
pornography,
look for anything
but, like,
that was incriminating.
Crazy trafficking deals.
You know?
You know?
Mm-hmm. And so it makes sense that they would have intel about this.
Yeah.
And James Comey is our connection. He's involved in both cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the dates just line up so...
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, too perfect they line up.
Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the day later, which is coincidentally the same day that they... Wait, does that make sense?
You know 800,000 children go missing every year?
I did know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so on October 28th, mm-hmm. which is the same day as the raid. The yes. same day as the raid. Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Comey sent a letter to Republican congressional committee chairs and top-ranking Democrats, basically saying that they found incriminating emails mm-hmm. from Hillary Clinton because of an unrelated
really?
Case. Later that day, an uh-huh. FBI leaks it to the press that it's the Wiener case.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A case of the Wieners.
He has a case of the Wieners.
Mm-hmm. On that same day, Comey sent mm-hmm. a letter to FBI staff explaining and defending his position to reopen the Hillary Clinton's case, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and then according to ABC,
uh-huh.
they finally get the warrant to read Hillary Clinton's emails
mm-hmm.
on October 30th.
Uh-huh.
But that does not mean that Wiener had his own incriminating emails, you know?
Yeah, he probably had
rather,
whole bunch of
yeah.
his own stuff. They yeah. read Hillary's stuff
because yeah,
they
exactly.
got the warrant
they
to read Hillary's
got the
stuff.
Warrant to read
but
Hillary's
what about,
stuff.
Like, Wiener's stuff, you
exactly.
know?
Like, and
on
the
his
thing
end,
is
he was
that
probably
he was forwarded
committing some
trafficking. Some of Hillary Clinton's emails,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
He was forwarded them. Mm-hmm. So some of them they actually could read because they were in Wiener's emails.
Yeah.
You know?
Or his inbox.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now we know that the FBI is in possession of Wiener's hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where things get freaky.
Yeah. This is October 31st. We know that the mm-hmm. FBI has the inbox in, mm-hmm. or the hard drive.
Mm-hmm. There's this theory that mm-hmm. Uma Abedin.
Yeah. His wife.
Knows about all of the incriminating things on Anthony Weiner's hard drive and has been cooperating in secret with the FBI.
No.
For full immunity.
Really? She's just going to sell him out?
Mm-hmm. One of those things on mm-hmm. the hard drive that is supposedly exists and supposedly is very incriminating towards her.
What is it?
Is a file rumored to be located in a folder called life insurance.
Really?
This file is called frazzled.rip.
Frazzled.rip?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what is that all about?
This film is a snuff film.
Mm-hmm. A snuff film?
Mm-hmm. Of Hillary Clinton, starring Hillary Clinton.
Starring Hillary
and
Clinton.
And Uma Abedin, of course. Mm-hmm. Rumor has it that they fillet a girl's face off.
No.
And torture her until they finally drink their blood in part really? Of the satanic ritual.
Uh-huh. And they torture her to like adrenalize the blood, right?
It's like a drug. It becomes a drug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna put a pin in this.
Yeah. Okay, put a pin on that.
And we're gonna come back to it.
Yeah.
And but we're gonna also
talk about Backpage.
Backpage. Your
local or like your friendly neighborhood like prostitute Craigslist.
Yeah.
Like Craigslist personals.
Yeah.
You know, Backpage. Everyone,
but also children.
Everyone's chilled on Backpage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Backpage basically has... Backpage is kind of like into the child trafficking scene.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. you know what? In fact,
mm-hmm.
Backpage was connected to 73% of child sex trafficking cases in the United States.
Yeah.
And that's a fact that you can look up.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, should I give them a link to that, baby?
Yeah, give them a link to that.
Okay. So, a Guardian article, why is mm-hmm. Silicon Valley fighting a sex trafficking bill? In it, it says Backpage.com accounts. Oh, sorry.
Backpage.com accounts for 73% of all child trafficking reports from the public. Yeah.
So there you go. So Backpage, child sex trafficking.
Yeah.
There's also a New York Times article called mm-hmm. Backpage's sex ads are gone. Child trafficking, Hardly. And this article freaking just goes, this is again a New York Times article, okay? Mm-hmm. And it basically just goes through like these disgusting accounts of like it being used for child sex trafficking. And really? We're not going to go through them all, but please mm-hmm. just look that article up. It's mm-hmm. real. This is like real. This is completely
yeah,
like
no,
we're not
this
we're
is
not
all
exaggerating. Like
yeah, like in our like, fake world, this is real.
Right,
this
in our
actually
fake world
happened.
Where we're characters.
You can actually yeah, look right. up articles on how Backpage like helps facilitate underage children into like trafficking and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the listeners because they live in a different world.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But it's like they must feel crazy.
Yeah.
They must feel crazy because it's they live in a different world.
Yeah.
But we're saying a lot of the stuff that they're probably like going through and they could look up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's weird.
Yeah. What mm-hmm. a coincidence.
A great story. What page are we on now?
Okay. Sorry. I had to take a water break. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Backpage happens to just donate a lot to campaigns.
No.
Democratic and Republican. Yeah. So from the Arizona Central, GOP keeps up pressure on Backpage donations, offers to pay voters way into Republican Kristen Sinema's event. There you go. That's literally first one.
Yeah.
Okay. From the Washington Times, Pelosi, other Democrats, pocket campaign cash from owners of sex trafficking website.
And that website is?
Backpage.com. Yeah. Colorado Democrats, silent on contributions from Backpage executives. This is the Washington
yeah,
Examiner.
Like, mm-hmm. like, what's Backpage's agenda? That they're just lining the coffers, like lining the pockets
yeah.
of like all these politicians, you know,
yeah.
all these crooked politicians.
The Washington Free Beacon, mm-hmm. Clinton never returned donations from owner of site linked to underage prostitution.
I wonder why.
Oh,
I
my
wonder why.
God.
I'm not surprised.
And they're donating.
Yeah.
To politicians.
Uh-huh.
And the politicians are keeping the money.
Yeah.
What?
That's like very fishy.
And that's like fully documented on the
yeah.
light web. Like that
yeah.
paper trail is very easily mm-hmm. easy to follow.
Yeah. Like
so
what's their agenda? Like what are they trying to do? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of shadow organizations,
mm-hmm.
as we always do,
mm-hmm.
let's talk about the World Health Organization.
Let's talk about them. What about them?
So, first I would like to actually talk about one employee of the World Health Organization.
Yes.
Peter. Dalglish. Yeah.
Dalglish. Peter Dalglish.
He's actually Australian, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Could you do it from Australia?
Peter Dalglish.
It's hard.
Peter Dalglish, mate.
Can you do Boston?
I don't know. Peter Dalglish?
Yeah.
Peter.
Yeah. Could you do like Alabama?
Peter Dalglish?
Ooh,
yeah.
Alabama's good.
That one's good.
Could you do Argentina?
Peter Dalglish.
Can you do Spain?
Peter Dalglish.
I like Spain a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Spain sounds really flamboyant.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who
yeah.
was he? Who was he? Tell us who he was.
Okay. Then. So, Peter Dalglish, he was like...
philanthropist his entire life. He went to Stanford mm-hmm. undergrad.
He went to Dalhousie Law School.
I think it's a... Yeah, it's a law school. And he basically founded this organization uh-huh. called Street Kids International, which mm-hmm. is like to help like street kids, I guess, internationally.
Yeah. It's like a Canadian-based, like, you know, keep kids off the street thing.
Internationally. Yeah. And so he basically was part of the UN.
Part of the UN.
In
Kabul.
Kabul.
In Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. And
From 2010 to 2014.
Yeah. Yeah. He joined the UN mission for Ebola emergency response. Mm-hmm. From there, he moved to the World Health Organization the spread of the Ebola epidemic. Mm-hmm. And I just want to throw this out there that the CGI, the Clinton Global Initiative.
CGI.
Yeah.
CGI.
Yeah. So that nonprofit.
Quote unquote.
Worked closely with the World Health Organization to stop Ebola and sent the largest donation of supplies there for anyone to send in the region for that,
Yeah.
So there's a connection.
Yeah. There's definitely a connection right there.
So
it's all about seeing where things tie in and then forming the solid connection. You know?
Yeah. So this guy, philanthropist, why do we care? Well, he just got arrested in Nepal
for
sexual assault of two boys, one aged 12 and one aged 14.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy?
Convicted pedophile.
Yeah, convicted pedophile.
Convicted pedophile philanthropist working with Hillary Clinton's foundation, essentially.
That's a little too close. That's a little too close to Hillary Clinton for comfort, you know?
This man who ran this nonprofit on paper looks like an angel and has worked with Hillary Clinton and the World Health Organization. He is now a convicted pedophile in Nepal. This is like a proven fact. And if you want a source, would you like a source?
Yes, give me a source.
New York Times. Article.
Yeah.
Called Noted Humanitarian Charged with Child Rape in Nepal, Stunning a Village.
Stunning a village.
The world because of his connection to Clinton, honestly. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
So the other theory of where Frazzle Drip came from is that this guy, when he was in Nepal, he uploaded it because he either knew he was going to get caught or he was done with the lifestyle. He felt guilty. He uploaded the video to the web, you know, and that's how it got exposed.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how he would have access to it, but apparently.
I mean, if he's running deep in the HRC circles, you know? So I'm pretty sure they just pass around that video all the time and be like, hey, if you do not want to get put on the Hillary, or not the Hillary, but if you don't want to get put on the Clinton kill list, then keep this video with you at all times. You know?
So now I want to talk about the actual video itself. I have not been able to find it.
Yeah.
It's illegal to watch, obviously, if it exists.
And definitely do not put just frazzled.rip into the search bar.
Wait, I did that.
Because No. We did that last night.
It was so scary.
And we're finishing up the podcast today.
Yeah, it was so scary. So I have not seen the video. I don't know if it exists. I would love to see an edited version of it if it does exist. But I am too much of a pussy to try to find it myself.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I'd rather not be in Nepal.
Yeah, for real, for real.
So
I haven't seen it.
That's
but
out there, though.
There,
if you're freaky.
The reason it kind of came to pass is because this woman...
By the name of...
What is her name? It's like something weird. Do you remember?
Abedin?
No, the YouTuber.
Oh, Chanel X something.
Yeah, Ghost X. Oh, that's what it is. Okay, so this woman called Ghost X Channel, she uploaded a video of a woman testifying to like to seeing this and like talking about what's in the video. And that's, I think, how it the rumor spread. And the woman says basically what I said is in the video, you know? I think that might be disinformation. I think the YouTube channel is disinformation.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's a screenshot going around, and it's Our Lady HRC on a ping pong table.
Oh, wait. We haven't even gotten to that yet.
I know, but that's the Chanel X Ghost or whatever, or Ghost X Channel or whatever. She said that the video she saw was of a girl in a mask.
Right. Yeah. So
and the OG video is the face of a kid, like a skinned face of a kid.
Right. So this Ghost X channel basically is testifying to seeing the video. I think a video exists. I don't think that this woman has seen it.
Yeah.
And I don't think Ghost X channel is legit. Mm-hmm. So as to what's actually in the video, I can't say.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows what's in the actual video?
I think there's a video. I think it exists. Mm-hmm. But I also think if you're crazy enough to find it, like mm-hmm. you have so much fucked shit on your own end, you can't even expose it.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Like if you know how to find it and you're just browsing like where it exists and you find it.
Dark cracks of the web.
You're just the kind of person who's just like, oh shit, okay. I'm just going to watch this and then move on.
Yeah.
You know? So I think maybe like the rumors are true, you know, and that's really what's in the video. Mm-hmm. But I don't think Ghost X channel has really seen it. There's another YouTube video that is trying to say it has screenshots from the actual video itself. Mm-hmm. This is not true. It's referring to some screenshot of a woman in a mask claiming it's the kid's mask. And it's just not like
the kid's face, claiming it's the kid's face.
Face mask. But it's saying that that's Uma in the kid's face mask. And that's just not true. That it's a traceable picture, and that's clearly disinformation.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe why is disinformation getting disseminated?
Like, it's to drown out the legit information.
Interestingly enough, also connected with the frazzle.rip is a screenshot that you actually just mentioned of what looks like Hillary Clinton on a ping pong table.
Right next to Uma Ebony.
Yeah, someone who looks suspiciously like her, at least. Mm-hmm. If you would like to see that screenshot, I will direct
Please
you.
Please don't. Do not do this again.
No, I have it linked already. Here we go. You can Google frazzled.rip.
No, don't even do that.
No, but make sure it's in Google Images already. Like, don't Stop. Type it into the search bar.
I'm getting anxiety just thinking about it. Don't do it. We already did it for you. Okay.
Yeah, it's scary. But go to vote.co and the vote post is called Is This at Comic Ping Pong? Ping Pong's one word and two question marks at the end.
Yeah.
And you'll see a screen or not a screenshot, but like a picture of a screenshot of what looks like Hillary Clinton
and Uma Abedin.
Uma laying on a ping pong table.
Yeah. Ping pong table. There's and concrete flooring.
Here's the thing. If you compare
identical to Comet Ping Pong
table with the actual ping pong table at Comet Ping Pong, it is identical.
Also, wait.
The placement of the foosball table, the floor, it's identical, and it looks like this is some sort of security footage projected onto Comet Ping Pong's wall.
Yeah, some weird shit. Also, wait.
Yes.
I feel like every time. Uh-huh. Just to really, like, dig it into the viewers, Comic Ping Pong, pizza place, only open, like, 4 days a week and open for two hours each day.
For real.
So that just throwing that out there.
Yeah, good call, babe. But if you're not even convinced enough that it's Comic Ping Pong, the origin of the picture is an Instagram account called @SashaLordPresents.
And Sasha Lord Presents is the music director for Comet Ping Pong.
Fucking Comet Ping Pong. Also, so it's what like kind obviously of child? This happened at Comet Ping Pong. And it's like pretty clear what the angle of the security footage is. And if you look at the projector on Comet Ping Pong's wall projecting like other security footage, and then look at this picture of the projection of the security footage,
it looks eerily
it looks
similar.
Exactly the same. You know, it's like obviously Comet Ping Pong. Like, It obviously
has to be
is.
Comic Ping Pong.
Yeah. So I think
and then
this
also,
is a screenshot of the real frazzled.rip.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, Sasha Lords is the musical director for Comic Ping Pong.
Uh-huh.
What kind of freaking kids pizza parlor has, like, adult entertainment music
for
playing,
real?
You know?
For real.
And much less politicians. Politicians, why do they need music.
Yeah.
Why do they need music? They're like soulless and shit.
Yeah.
Except for RBG.
RBG.
RBG. The yeah. notorious RBG.
Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Mm-hmm. She's just making gains all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's anyway, my kind of so woman. This woman basically is the music director of Comet Ping
yeah,
Pong.
And she posted a thing on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And she tagged Comet Ping Pong on it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just eerily similar to the screenshot of Frazzle Drip.
Mm-hmm. Which we think, to be fair, we don't know that it's a screenshot of Frazzle Drip. I think this is the real Frazzle Drip.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I think
mm-hmm.
the other things were all trying to distract from this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's already out there.
Okay.
So, if you've seen Frazzle Drip, or you know of anyone who has, or you know how to find it.
Uh-huh. Keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah, for
do not
real.
Get near
but
us
also
with
send
that
it
shit.
To us. I want to see it. Or not it, but edited it. Edit all the bad parts out and then show us screenshots of
no,
it.
No, I think it has to be all or nothing. You can't just...
What?
Pick. You can't just cherry pick.
Why? All I need to see is Hillary Clinton in it. And then I'm like, it's real.
Okay. All right.
You know. Mm-hmm. Come on. Do you need what do you need to see more than that?
I just don't want to die. But
yeah, for real.
Anyways. Frazzle Drip.
Frazzle
crazy
drip.
Weird like satanic crazy weird satanic like
mm-hmm.
child sacrifice ritual.
Yeah,
that
on
Hillary
tape
Clinton
that exists and it's like damning,
did.
I bet yeah. it's so damning.
It's very literally Uma Abedin uh-huh. has like a file in a folder called life insurance.
Yeah, you know that shit's good.
Yeah, that's
you know
that's
that
some
shit's
good
great.
Shit, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Jay. That's some yeah. good shit, Jay.
For real. And like that's the thing, mm-hmm. like when you do this kind of stuff, like there is evidence.
Yeah.
You know, like she never thought
Someone.
Those emails were gonna get stolen. It was all because of Benghazi that got exposed for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
She fucked herself over. She really played
she
herself.
Got fucked. In the ass.
Should we do Reddit advice?
Yeah, let's do a quick
Reddit advice. Reddit.
Should we give financial?
Advice. Financial.
We have an ad coming up. So hopefully if
In
you're listening
past,
to this.
In the past for you.
Yeah. Hopefully if you're listening,
you keep
listening
personal
to this,
financial advice.
Okay. Pick a good one. Pick a good one. Don't disappoint me.
They're all so long. Oh my God. Okay. Theoretical $1 million quid.
That's.
Pound?
Yeah, 1 million.
1 million pound question. That sounds wrong.
That's fucking gay, 1
bro. Million pounds.
It's dollars, man.
Yeah. Let's pretend they're dollars.
Yeah. Dollars, euros,
Fuck
or pesos.
This wanker.
Yeah.
Pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. If you won $1 million, because we're in fucking America, you uh-huh. bitch. His name is Hunter Hearts Helmsley.
Really?
Oh, shit. He's gay.
Uh-huh.
Helmsley. That has to be a gay dude.
Yeah. All right.
Hunter Hearts him. Jesus. This is so sad. I can't get over the pounds.
Uh-huh.
Hold weird. On. I'm just too much of an American.
Are you going to read it?
Globalists.
Are you going to read it the way it's supposed to be read? Or no?
I wonder. That one? Like
yeah.
that? Okay. I wonder if anyone could settle an argument. You do the rest. I can't do that.
If you won 1 million pounds tonight. And intended to retire and live off that sum for the rest of your life.
Okay, pause right there. Pause right there. Wait, pause right there.
Uh-huh.
He thinks you can live off of $1 million for the rest of your life. I feel like I would blow that in like 20 Wait. Minutes.
What
I would be like, car, house, done.
Oh, no. This is a legit question, mate. What will be the best way to make the 1 million pounds last and work for you?
Oh, so he's saying he knows it's like,
It's the theoretical 1 million pound question, bro.
I would put all of it in stocks and just live off of like, or almost all of it in stocks. I'd just like put like 999,000 in stocks. Are you there?
Yeah.
And live off of like $1,000 for like a while.
It's a simple question, bruv.
Uh-huh.
You have 1 million pounds. You have 1 million pounds, bruvs.
Uh-huh.
See what you
wait,
what you're supposed to do.
100,000. That would be so easy. You could do live off 100,000 for 10 years, then wait for all of your millions to like really mature, and then you have like
it's just
20
million. It's just
no,
1 million
it's
pounds,
in
bro.
Stocks. Do you see what I'm saying? Oh, it's in stocks, yeah. So it's like really way more.
It's cool, bro. It's
you
tight.
Know?
It's tight. It's real tight, bro. See, what I would do is I would shack up with me mom.
Yeah.
And just live rent free from her. Fam.
Uh-huh. You understand? And you just you wouldn't me, do fam? Anything with the 1 mil.
And with the $1 million, fam, I'd be getting my chicken nuggets from McDonald's, man. You know?
Uh-huh.
Your man likes McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to get that.
Okay.
You can just get that shit. You know how cheap McNuggets is, fam?
Mm-hmm.
It's bloody cheap.
Yeah.
It's basically not even meat, if you ask me, fam. But it tastes great.
Really?
Yeah, and I just live off me 1 million pounds like that, man.
Okay.
Just going to the movies, my uh-huh. mates, have uh-huh. a pint,
uh-huh.
watch some soccer.
Okay.
And that's why I do it my
wait,
with me
you
million.
Don't watch soccer, you freaking liar. You watch football.
I'm from the UK, fam.
They don't have soccer. They still have football.
Soccer, football. It's interchangeable,
you.
Fam.
I caught you.
It's interchangeable, fam.
I caught you.
So that's why I do, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Just check up with your mom.
Mm-hmm. My mom? At first you said it was your mom.
No, I'm telling bloody Unta Otz Elms, man.
Oh, you're saying you should check up with your mom.
Unta,
yeah,
just
gotcha. Check
up with your mom.
Uh-huh.
And then just live off Chick McNuggets for the rest of your life, fam.
Yeah.
Hope you don't die.
Wait, you know what I early. Just put together? Pounds
what, fam?
Is like the dollar, right?
Yeah, almost.
And pence is like the cents.
I have no bloody idea, mate.
But pence is like less than the dollar, right?
Quid. Quid is less than the dollar.
Oh. I think pence is something too, right?
Yeah, fam. Well, I think pence and pound is interchangeable, but quid
is less.
Is the cheap shit, fam.
Well, Mike Pence is like Mike Dollar in Europe.
Yeah, mate.
Okay, that's
it's crazy, bro. But that's what you do, Unta Elms, mate.
Mm-hmm.
You either invest your shit in stocks.
Just live with your mom anyway. You mature. Should be. Everyone should be living with their moms.
Yeah, shout out to all the moms, mate.
Moms.
All right, well, I think that's it for today. We'll be back next week.
Next week.
Next week.
Da 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 da.
Da 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 da.